promised some Psycho ex-girlfriend phone calls.
Oh, love them.
Just going to move on a little bit.
What number will we on when...
We're up to... we did 10 so far out of 50. Mm-hmm. You want to explain this to Bobby there?
This is a girl, a guy and a girl broke up, and he recorded all these psychotic messages she left him after they broke up, and he put them on the internet, and there was 50 of them. And she is a crazy bitch.
She's a little needy, a little sad.
A little?
If you want to reach out and hold Jimmy's hand during some of these calls.
I'm sure you're going to get all worked up.
A lot of people said that you'd probably be crying if you heard these.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're very sad. I guess she worked for he worked for a phone company. She had a problem with the phone.
Yeah,
I'm trying to get everyone up to speed here.
Only if her voice is high, like squeaky like helium. Like a little midget.
And she keeps saying how she's done with him, but she keeps calling back.
Yeah.
Sage message. Wednesday, February 7th, 10:08 p.m.
You know, as if I should even assume. I'm assuming you don't give a shit about me. And I'm assuming that since you're not taking my calls anymore, and I hurt myself, and you don't give a flying shit, and, from everything you told me today and how you're not willing to work things out and how you just, you know, how you feel in general, you just don't want to be with me anymore. But you know what? This is up and down. I mean, every couple days, you know, this is what happens with you. It's a roller coaster, and it's fucking torturing me. It's killing me. And maybe it's doing the same to you, but you don't show it as well. And I pretty much need to know. So, because I'm seriously, I'm sure you can realize that I'm going
reflux.
Through a hard time. Maybe you don't care, but you probably are aware of it. And I need to make a change in my life, big time. And obviously I have a thing here. I thought I had you, but I don't have that. So if I'm wrong, I would really like you to call me or stop over or do something, like, really impulsive. Because you know what? I'm pretty much at the bottom of my barrel, and, you know, I've had a lot of patience going back and forth with this and, you know, continuing to chase after you. But you know what, Mark, so many times you chase after someone, you pretty much can't do it anymore.
Here she goes.
And I guess what you're telling me is, yes, you don't want this anymore, and I can respect that, but I need to leave because this is just not working out for me here. And I thought you and I were working out, but we're not. And I don't have anything else here. And I'm not saying this for any other reason but the truth. I've talked to someone in Allentown I could get a job for a while. And I don't want to go, but I know that you don't care and you don't want to be with me and you treat me like shit. And
she fucked someone?
That's why I guess silly me. Killing me for even making this yet another phone call. Yet another phone call. What the hell am I doing? Man, something is seriously wrong with me. All right, I gotta go. Bye.
Wow, she's trying everything. She hinted at suicide yesterday.
Yeah.
And then said, oh, thanks for calling. I'm fine. No yeah. thanks to you because you didn't call me. You didn't show any concern there. Now she's using the tact that, Look, I'm leaving. I'm going to Allentown for this job.
I'm moving on.
So if you want me, we got to figure this out now.
Mm-hmm. You guys hear? I don't know if you guys got the mass email. It was actually pretty cool. Eric Logan sent out an ask me email about these tapes, and he said that she's having a tough time with the breakup.
mm-hmm.
That might have been better if I didn't say he sent out an ass email.
Ass email.
Yeah, he did say that. Where is Elo? Why doesn't he call us
very
anymore?
Very busy.
All right. You want to hear another one there, Bob? That one was tame. I mean, they get better.
Yeah, that was kind of creepy, though.
There's 50 of these.
I've gotten call that really creepy.
Yeah, that's kind of the call that I think every guy has gotten at some point in his life.
That's creepy. That's
also the kind of call every guy's made at some point in their life.
Sure. That's fucking creepy, man.
Page message. Wednesday, February 7th, 10:19 p.m.
You know, you're making me go out of my mind. And I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. I can't handle this like you can. I'm begging you, as a human being, to please call me back.
Oh, man.
Please call me back.
Yeah.
Please call me back. I'm not
ring, 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 banana phone. Ring, 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 banana phone.
Wait, we got Sally.
Wow.
We got a woman on the line. Sally from Illinois, what's up?
I'd like to apologize for the whole female sex.
Yeah.
God, these are, you know, I want to slap her, you know, like that woman did on the airplane, in the movie Airplane, when she
slapped
that other
person. Oh, yeah,
big
line of people waiting to smack her in the face.
Oh, my God, and she says the same, if from one human being to another. I don't think she's human. There's something wrong.
Well, you know, Sally, it was like your brother Davey once said, you have to treat people with a lot of love and respect.
Oh, yeah, but you have to call me back.
What?
Awful.
Thank you, Sally. Very good call from Sally. Want to do another one here?
Yeah.
We'll only do five today.
Do you have one with a gunshot in the background?
Oh, that
would be a perfect ending to this bit.
Mark.
Yeah.
Saved message. Wednesday, February 7th, 10:23 p.m.
Hey, Mark, you know, I just want to tell you, I've never been like this before. So I don't think it's all me. I think you're kind of helping it along, and I'm going to call my mother soon. I know she's sleeping and she's sick. That is 11:23. And I'm going to ask her to call you, because I keep telling her that you're going to take care of me.
Okay, terrific.
Okay. And I don't want to do that. Anybody else here?
I meant to do that.
So can you please call me back?
Okay.
How can you be so cold to me?
No, you are, but
even
what am
I? Even if we fight, I've told you I love you more than anything. More than anything in this world.
Well.
And I just need a friend right now.
Your eyes are getting glassy.
Every time she comes back, someone else is sick. My little cousin tore his ACL. Why can't you help us out? My uncle has hemorrhoids. And you're not calling back.
I thought we were two human beings. I have to deal with this all by myself. My friend Bob ate bad pork and threw up, and I have to deal with it all by myself.
You told him about that.
Hold on.
You're not.
Yeah, he was telling us about you throwing up because of bad pork.
You ate old pork.
Weak old pork.
Weak old pork.
Lazy ass with a fucking busted dimple egg eating weak old pork alone in an apartment.
I didn't want to go to the ATM to get money to get new food. So the pork was in there.
Yeah, pork is safe when you leave it out.
Yeah. If those little white bugs on it can eat it, why can't I?
It wasn't the pork that got me sick. It was the sauce that was on the pork.
Of course. I thought it was your house guest at the time.
No, he had pork, and after a morning of cigarettes and coffee, and pork. Five dumps a day and throwing up. Your body can't get rid of that shit fast enough.
It's got to come out of every hole.
And I was just sweating. I was hot and cold, sweating. I turned pale white. And stupid Jimmy's like, come on, I want to go get a friggin' a latte. I want to go get a soy latte. Let's go, stupid. And I'm like, dude, I think there's something wrong.
I'm going to puke.
Then I had a hobble, but I couldn't puke because I almost had to get naked to puke because my knee wouldn't bend.
You can't kneel.
I looked like a friggin' ballerina because I was on one knee with this leg sticking straight out, puking.
He was doing this.
Bouncing on my forehead.
You know that breathing you're doing?
Oh, the breathing, the pre-puke breathing. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, uncomfortable walk to the bathroom. Yeah, it was brutal.
I don't think I've ever thrown up for any other reason besides drinking.
God, you're lucky.
Never being sick?
I've never thrown up for being sick or never thrown up from something I ate. It's only from drinking.
You ever had like a hand hold the back of your head and push it down too far?
Dude, my classic story.
There is no such thing as too far, Jimmy.
My classic story, I was going to the ocean, whatever, on Long Island, and we went to the deli beforehand, and I got a nice, like, ham and cheese sandwich with mayo.
Yeah.
I swear to you, it was at least 90 degrees out.
Oh.
And a little thing of potato salad to the beach, thinking nothing of it.
Good beach food, you idiot. Doritos and beer.
Eventually got to the lunch when I got a little hungry, ate the whole thing, all the potato salad and the ham and sandwich with the ring of mayonnaise. And then I was supposed to go, well, I did end up, but I had to go all the way out east, and my brother invited me over for dinner, and he was making, like, homemade crab cakes and stuff. I spent the entire night in the bathroom puking and shitting at the same time.
That's rough when you got a pinwheel on
it
the
bowl. It got
bowl.
To the point we
it's a tough situation.
It got so bad that not only was I dry heaving because everything was out of me, but my body was so sick. I swear to you, I was still shitting, but nothing was coming out. I was dry heaving from my butt. It's a true story. Like, the muscles were still going, but nothing was coming out anymore. That's how sick I got.
Even from his asshole.
Oh,
I swear to you.
When it's just complete liquid.
It's all just muscle control, just trying to shove shit out of you.
Like a Selma fire hose coming out your ass.
And my... and it was my brother and his, like, new wife at the time, and, you know, still kind of getting to know her and all, you know? And she's like, is he ever coming out of the bathroom?
No.
Dude, I couldn't even make it to the car with you know, some action happening.
Ugh.
Oh, it was the worst. We got time for two more of these calls today, and then we'll move on? All right.
Saved message. Wednesday, February 7th, 10:25 p.m.
Dear God, I'm just praying. Please, at least be a friend to me. Please.
Okay!
Please. I'm praying to God that you will. Please just be a friend to me. Please. Cool. Why do you have to be so cruel to me?
Hello, exactly!
Else. You can act like a man! What's the matter with you?
Wow, she is distraught.
I can't get enough of these calls.
Saved message. Wednesday, February 7th, 10:28 p.m.
Maybe you're meeting another chick right now.
Oh, boy.
Now when the turn comes.
She turned again. All right, why am I crying? Fuck this guy. Yeah.
Well, let me tell you what I'm going to do. Right.
Stage message. Wednesday, February 7th, 10:28 p.m.
Maybe you're meeting another chick right now. Maybe that's why you can't take these calls, check any more voicemails, huh? All I know is I wouldn't wish this on anyone. And you know, Mark, despite the fact that we didn't get along, I don't know why you had to do this to me. And I don't hate you. I love you. Why did you have to do this to me? I don't understand.
Someone check Bob. I think he got some teary eyeballs, man.
No, dude, I'm actually remembering. I've gotten these fucking phone calls, man, and your balls sink to you.
How about on the mic there, bud?
Yeah, how about
show.
The rest of the country listeners instead of, you know,
I actually
thought we
were in my living room. Guys, you know, thanks for coming over. I'm glad. Thanks for the bun cake there, Opie. I appreciate that.
Jesus.
Try the pork.
Would you guys like some pork?
Some pork.
And some sauce? I
wasn't even in the fridge. He had it in his pants pocket.
This is just crazy. I mean, I'm remembering phone calls I got, man. And you know what? It is funny, but you know this shit. And you know what? This guy's probably done this a million times. This girl gives a fantastic head or something.
Yeah.
Because you know he went back, said this bitch is nuts.
I got to get away, but went back. This bitch is fucked. And now he's finally like, fuck this bitch.
You can't dump her, though.
And now she's got it. Something's wrong with
should
her.
Should we do one more, or should we just call
I got to pee badly.
You got to pee?
Yeah. You want to do one more? We'll do one more.
I'd love to hear.
Oh, let's do another.
What would you love to hear, Ant?
I'd love to hear another.
One more? Okay.
Saved message. Wednesday, February 7th, 10:39 p.m.
I would really like you to call me tonight. It's now 10:37 and there's not much time left, and this night is fucked. And our relationship is fucked because you don't want to make it work. And, I know, it's fucked for a lot of other reasons, right? But in any event, I have a ticket on hold for Friday to go back to Allentown, and I'm going to tell my boss that I can't make it next week for this training because I have a family crisis, and I honestly can't do this anymore, Mark. I'm not fucking around. I need to know that you care about me and that this isn't just one of your, you know, valleys, and that you're going to come apologizing in a day or two or maybe a couple days, and you're going to be feeling bad and feeling like you miss me and feeling sorry for everything. I love you, and I need to know that you love me. I got to get out of here. I can't stand it anymore. I don't want to be alone anymore. And this is the risk of losing my job and losing everything. What do I got here? Nothing. A fucking lease that I'm going to have to break. I can't do it anymore. And I know you checked your messages, so please call me back. Please. I don't want to have to leave. But I have nothing here. In other words, I don't want to have to leave you. But you're not even fucking returning my phone calls. Please call me back.
To reach.
The old Scott Peterson solution.
These calls are addicting. Can we play one more before we take a break? I only want to play a few today, but...
Sage message.
This is a short
Wednesday,
one.
Okay. February 7th, 10:42 p.m.
Okay, well, it's done. I'm out of here. And I know you checked all these godforsaken voicemails I've left you. I called you I don't know how many times again tonight. And, I guess that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that I'm going back, so I just thought I'd fill you in. Well, you have a good life, and I guess I'll catch you in the next one, maybe. Bye.
All right, cool. She's out. Is that a good? That's
she's
a good place.
She's empowered herself. She's moved on. How many more calls are there?
32. I just got to do the math. 32 to go.
All right, she's done. She's moved on. But there's 30 more. Yeah, 32 yeah. more calls. Yeah.
But
that
was the convincing call. She's done. Yeah. Hey, I'm out of here. Good luck. We'll meet in another life.
She had some taken off or whatever, but through a quarter or whatever. There was actually more than that. Yeah. More than 50.
Yeah.
Should we stop there? Because she's done.
Yeah, she's done.
We'll pick up tomorrow, I guess. Good.